Good morning. 6:28 a.m. 7/7/2013, July the 7th. That's a beautiful Sunday morning here. Oh, I'm going to move my microphone a bit. Pardon the noise. I find if I leave it connected to my collar, you get a lot of clicks. But if I move it up to my hat, it sort of hangs down. There's nothing to really for it to bang against. So we'll see if that works any better. Not a record-breaking morning in terms of first mile, I'm pretty sure. 18 minutes. 17:50. So yeah, not bad. Given that I haven't walked in 3 days, not bad. It's already getting really too warm. I've gotten up the last couple of days. Yesterday was 7:30, I think, before I crawled out of bed. So yeah, I missed the 6 o'clock window, and of course when I got up, everybody got up. So they kind of put the family on my walk, and that wasn't going to work, so. And I get up sore, I mean really painful arthritis, lower back, feet. My foot's a little bit sore this morning, but it's not too bad actually. My back is not bad. But I've also been up for 2 hours already. I've been up since 4:30 because of the cats. We'll have to make sure the cats are not in the bedroom tonight. They are crepuscular, our cats. Is that the right word? I think so. Cats are not nocturnal. Everybody thinks cats are nocturnal. They're not. They're active at dusk, at sunrise and sunset. I think that's crepuscular, as opposed to nocturnal or diurnal. Not to be confused with Jellicle, which is something else, I think, altogether, because that's from the musical and not from necessarily science, although I could be mistaken. I have been in the past and will be again, I'm certain. Some early morning walkers out here this morning. So this week is going to be a full week. I got therapy tomorrow. And kid gets back to school, back into the routine tomorrow. Then I've got an interview, an online hangout with John Rakestraw on Thursday. Now, eye doctor's appointment on Friday. Busy, busy, busy. I'm just sort of walking along and enjoying the morning. enjoying the solitude. 4 days of having, well, three, today will be the fourth, 3 days of having family in my face has left me craving a bit of quiet, a bit of, oh, hi, this is me. I'm allowed to actually have a bit of me. So my therapist keeps trying to convince me. And it's true, I think. It's one of the dichotomies, it's one of the things I've been wrestling with. Yeah, not walking for a couple of 3 days, taking its toll. Did have some okay tunes this morning. Was listening to Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. There's a, I don't know if it's a woodblock or some sort of ceramic chime or what. About every four measures it comes in, and I noticed it first on one of the remixes, but about every four measures there's this tick 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 tick, it's the beginning of the fourth measure or every third measure, I'm not exactly sure, but it's regular as clockwork right through the whole piece, even though it doesn't actually sound on some. If you do the count, it falls in exactly at the same place. There's a couple of bridges in the middle of Bad Romance where there are other things happening than the main theme of the music. And during those bridges, apparently, the count maintains. Because if you count it manually through the bridge, the tick-a-tick-tick-tick comes in right when it's supposed to on the other side. I suspect it's because it's probably a drum machine, and it just has its track suppressed for those few beats, those few measures. Yeah, too much time on my hands, too much thinking time, no, not really. I was reminded yesterday, John Cleese has a very, very long piece about creativity and the five things you need to know about creativity. And one of the things he says is set time aside each day to play, because that's when you get creative. I think it's one of the problems that I've had is that I've either set aside too much time to play or not enough time to play. I don't seem to have found my balance yet. I'm not sure how good this recording is going to be. I keep feeling the microphone foam bap up against my cheek. Oh, the GPS signal is back. Yay. Woohoo. It's been missing for most of the walk, so I'm quite sure how it calculates my distance, but perhaps it does it from cell towers. Oh, I'm glad I got out before it got too hot. I've worked up a sweat. I'm not walking that hard. I'm not working that fast. I've worked up a sweat. That's funny. It's early July, July 7th. And July 7th I think of as being the height of summer, June, July, and August. But I'm looking at the plants, looking at the stuff I'm walking by. There's some weed. I'm not sure exactly what kind. In a ditch. And it's already turned a ruddy brown, a rusty brown color, like the seed pods are all ready to pop. And I noticed that all the grass heads are all heavy, leaning over as if they're ready to fall. John Barleycorn. Oh, I came past the monk pole and I didn't hit it. I'll be damned. That doesn't happen very often. See, take a few days off and I forget all about it. Forget how to actually do this thing. I'm not going back for it. Despite the fact that when I realized that I was only about 4 steps beyond, it's like, okay, 4 steps too many, not going back. That's it, bye. So, let's see. Today I suspect it's going to be another family day. I stopped talking about that other thing, didn't I? The I'm allowed to have time for myself thing. It's one of the challenges that my therapist has me working on, actually, but it has to do a lot with the socialization that men my age, and perhaps even younger, certainly those who are older, are given in their youth. At least I was. I have to be careful because I'm not sure that this is a common experience across all men. Just because it's my experience does not mean all men share it. That's one of the challenges that I'm having in writing anything. Just because it's my experience doesn't mean it's a universal experience. Not even when I write about men, because I'm not convinced. This is an interesting dilemma. It's an interesting dichotomy. How does this all work? I don't know. But I, at least, was socialized that it's my job to take care of the family. It's my job to fix it. Whatever it is, it's my job to fix it. I have to fix it. I have to deal with it. Because I'm the man. I'm supposed to take care of yard work and repair the cars and house maintenance. But because I'm also feminist, I'm supposed to clean and do laundry and cook, take care of the marketing. Now, the truth is I'm a foodie, so cooking and taking care of the marketing is really, it's like he snuck that one in, because I'm not supposed to be doing that, really, because that's not what men do. Men do yard work. Women do kitchen work. Yeah, right. So, yeah, I reject that part of it. But somehow I haven't been able to dodge the rest of it. You can't fix it. There was a video going around on G+, Google Plus, over the weekend. Well, actually, the end of last week. It's not about the nail. And the video itself is sort of, I won't say too true to be funny, because there's parts of it that I think are kind of misogynistic. And I'm not gonna go into it, but it's had me thinking a lot this weekend, over the last few days, as I think about you can't fix it. Because that's one of the themes that my therapist and I talk about, is that you can't fix it. You can't fix everything. All you can do is choose how you do. Choose what you do. Choose how to respond. I can choose to respond in anger. I can choose to respond with joy. And I think I want to try to choose joy whenever possible, which I think makes me a stoic. Choose joy. Choose happiness. I've been working on should. I've been torturing myself with should for a very long time. It's like, oh, I should do this. I need to do this. I need to do this is really just another should. And something I heard Ken Robinson talk about. He went back. He was doing a speech for the Royal Society. And he made an offhand comment in his youth to guy who was a keyboard player, and he said, oh, I'd love to do that. And the keyboard player said, no, you wouldn't. And after some humorous asides, the point was, if you would love to do it, then you would do it. But if you just say you love to do it, you love the idea of it, you don't want to do it, really you want to do it, you like the idea. It's like, oh, this could be fun, this would be a blast, this could be interesting, except it's not. Because if it were, you'd do it. It's like my saying, I love to write. And I do. I love to write. Oh, God, I love to write. But I don't do it, and I'm not sure why. I'm not doing it now, let's put it that way. Well, I'm walking now, so right this instant. No, I'm not doing it right now. And I'm probably not going to do it when I walk home. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go in. I'm going to get my toast. I made a batch of toast. And I still have my frozen burritos, but I have those for lunch. Because what I discovered was that 270 calories, although it's sort of protein rich, it's very tasty. The reality is it leaves me wanting much, much more by 10 o'clock. Whereas if I eat the toast, my homemade toast, sometimes the slabs are kind of thick, and sometimes the peanut butter is rather sticky, but I can eat the toast and not be looking for something else at 10 o'clock. And that is pretty important. Because it's the between meals grazing that gets me in trouble. My mealtimes themselves aren't too bad. I've gotten into the 4 o'clock guacamole habit. I'm not sure how good that is for me, but it's a way to get an extra vegetable. So I keep avocados around. I buy a couple every time I go to the store so that I've got some that are always ripe. I make guacamole and a few tortilla chips, which is probably too much salt, but a few tortilla chips and one avocado's worth of guacamole. It's like, okay, this is a spare vegetable. 18 and a half, almost 19 minutes. 18 and a half minutes on the second mile. Well, that's not too bad. Anyway, I need to weigh in. I haven't weighed for a while. I'm probably going to be disappointed in the result. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.